start. Romans 8, 28. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. All things, the troubles, the flaws, the imperfections, the mistakes, the failings, the trials, the pain, the hurt, the challenges, all things. Amen?
Amen.
And God's word concerning you will not return void. Be encouraged this morning and lay hold of everything that God has for you. Look beyond the challenges and begin to see that God has something greater for you, something better for you. He has the best for you.
Amen.
Amen? This was actually the first scripture verse that I learned by heart, and it's still my favorite scripture verse. I think God did that because the challenges seem to become so great, and even greater when I decided to serve God wholeheartedly. Amen?
Amen.
But now, looking back, like the psalmist, I can say, Psalm 119, verses, as of verse 71, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law from your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Your hands have made me and established me. Give me understanding and a teachable heart that I may learn your commandments. It was good to have been afflicted. God has had his way. Because honestly, I used to run away from God. And if God didn't bring me into a certain place, then maybe I would never have surrendered. Amen? When God was ready, he put me through some situations where only God could have delivered me.
Amen.
And he knew exactly how long to leave those situations. Amen?
Yes.
Truly, the way of the cross, the death of self and the flesh, may seem daunting, but by God's grace, it becomes very natural to walk that way. We have proved God this way, that he will be glorified in all our situations, if we let go and we let God.
Amen.
He will turn those bad things around, and he will make them beautiful in his time.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Help me preach this morning, please.
Amen.
Sometimes it takes time. We may not quite understand the spiritual process of God's timing and waiting, but we have got to trust him.
Yes.
Amen? Some things can loom so big in our mind. And we can cry out, Daddy, you don't see me going fall off the cliff, Daddy. Daddy, you don't see that the fire going burn me, Daddy. Daddy, don't you see that the water going to drown me? We can really be like that. But how many of us know that we are looking at our situations like that when we see them through the eyeglasses of fear?
Yes.
And here is God's still small voice. In Isaiah 43, he says, this is what the Lord, your creator, says, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you from captivity. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior.
Amen.
I have given Egypt to the Babylonians as your ransom. Cush, ancient Ethiopian Seba, its providence in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my sight. You are honored, and I love you. I will give other men in return for you, and other people's in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you.
Amen.
Do not fear, for I am with you.
Yes.
He says, do not fear. Trust me. God will test us. We will face trials. We will face tribulations. But I can see in the good book, the Bible, that he rewards faithfulness and diligence.
Yes.
Let us be like the three Hebrew boys when they were going to be thrown in the fire and confess, God is well able to deliver us from the fire. But if he doesn't, we will still worship him.
Amen. Yes.
Let us be like Daniel to confess when he was thrown into the lion's den. I will not bow down to your gods.
Yes.
God is able.
Amen.
Or like the Shunammite woman when she lost her most prized possession, her son. Her confession was, it is well.
Amen.
And so we need to say, it is well. God, we trust you no matter what we face today.
Yes. Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Let us be like Job when he lost his children. And I would say, practically all of his possessions. Though he slay me, yet I will bring him praise. The words are noted in some of these stories. God delivered them because they trusted him. Daniel 6 verse 23 says, now the king was exceedingly glad for him, commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury whatsoever was found on him because he trusted in his God. So God says, trust me. It doesn't matter what you see happening. It doesn't matter what surrounds you. He says, trust me. I am with you to the very end. Circumstances, trials, tribulations will come. But trust God. Trust in his faithfulness. And by the way, God rewarded all those names I mentioned above. For he makes all things beautiful in his sight. Let me just read you the scripture verse now. A time for everything. This is in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. For everything there is a season. A time for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to harvest. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build up. A time to cry and a time to laugh. A time to grieve and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and to gather stones. To scatter stones and to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to turn away. A time to search and a time to quit searching. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be quiet and a time to speak. A time to love, a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. What do people get for all their hard work? I have seen the burden that God has placed on us all. Yet God has made everything beautiful for its own time.
Amen.
He has planted humanity, eternity. He has planted eternity in the human heart. But even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. So I concluded, there is nothing better than to be happy and enjoy ourselves as long as we can. And people should eat and drink and enjoy the fruits of their labor, for these gifts are of God. I know that whatever God does is final. Nothing can be added or taken from it. God's purpose is that people should fear him. Beauty comes in his time. And how does beauty come? with the scope of eternity. Let us change our focus from earthly pleasurable things to eternity.
Amen.
How many of us realize that we already have rewards? Number one, we have been adopted and have relationship with not just any father, but our Abba Father.
Amen.
The Jamaican came out there, the Father.
Amen.
Right? Number two, our place in and through Christ has been set for eternity.
Amen.
Number three, we have set rewards there and even some here on earth. Number four, we inherit the things of the kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Grace, number five, grace and strength in every situation that we face. Be encouraged by these words of Psalm 34. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all.
Amen.
The Lord delivers you out of them all. Number six, we are already victorious.
Amen.
We have the victory over the worst that could face man. We have the victory over death through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So let us shout hallelujah. Let's give him a praise. Because we have so much to thank him for. Let's just give him a praise. All right? And so the next time the enemy whispers in your ear, you're no good. The next time he says, remember your sin. The next time the enemy says, how could God love you and allow this in your life? Tell him you have a daddy. Your papa God says you are loved. You are accepted. You're washed in the blood of the Lamb. And you need to tell the enemy, I am blessed. And I am victorious in all.
Amen.
I am more than a conqueror through him who loved us. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My papa loves me. Trust God in all. Bad things happen to good people. But God uses those bad things to build ministries. He releases anointing. He gives us testimony from the test and messages from the mess.
Yes.
Trust God in all and give him all the glory.
Amen.
And I just, the Lord says, I must release restoration upon you. There are some of you who you've been going through some things, and it is the season for you to cross over, for you to receive the miracle that God has set for you. Your reward for diligence is right here. It's right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I release it to you in the name of Jesus. So let us just stand and pray. And as usual, I have a song. We're going to just worship the Lord and then we'll pray. Amen.
Amen.